بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، والحمد لله رب العالمين، صلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين، واللعنة الدائمة الأبدية على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم وفقنا وسائر المشتغلين للعلم والعمل الصالح بمحمد وآل محمد. اللهم صلي على محمد وآل محمد. Dear brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Today we started as usual with fiqh, and each Muslim and Muslima should know their issues which they mubtaleen biha, which they related to them. The reason is a person should save himself, should take himself away from hell, from staying in hell forever. This is for a wise man. But a person who doesn't use his mind, definitely he will be like not animal, but is worse than animal. For that, dear brothers and sisters, each one, not only Muslims, but even if you go to Western, to Europe, to anywhere with these countries, you see that those people, they behave, يتصرفون, according to the laws, according to the system. They never make or disobey laws. Why? Because they know if they disobey the law, they will be sent where? To jail. And here, this is a short story, and I'll go through the lesson because it has related with our lessons. Once in America, either it is in New York or Los Angeles, one of these two big cities of USA, it happened that the power off for 5 minutes or less. As I remember, 5 or less minutes. You know, dear brothers and sisters, 3,000 case of robbery, 3,000 robbery cases happened at these 5 minutes. 3,000, yes, it is unbelievable. 3,000 robberies happened at these 5 minutes or less. This is why? Because people, they are afraid of law. They are afraid of the cameras, because the cameras everywhere recording their movement, recording what they are doing. But if a person, he is scared or afraid from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so is he going to steal when nobody can see him? Is he going to lie when nobody knows? No, absolutely no. Why? Because he puts in his mind that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching him. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with him. For that, he behaves according to this. Okay, yesterday we finished issue 53, and today we will start with issue 54. Inshallah, I took about 3 or 5 minutes from your time. I'm going to give it at the end to you. Just remind me. Okay. With issue 54, if a najis object is made pack in cold or running water. We have najis object. This najis object is became what? Is became pack. Tahir. Tahir. By what? In cold or running water. Cold, you know cold, it is also in Arabic cold. Running water, ma'jari. So, the water which falls from the object after it has became pak is pak. You see, here what we have. I have this najis object. For example, my glass. Yes, my glass. It is najis. Okay? I want to make it pak. I want to make it what? Tahir. How? By washing it by running water or cold water. So, after my glass became pak, became tahira, so the water comes after it became pak, all the water is pak also. All the water is tahir also. So, is it clear? If that's clear, it's okay. If it's not clear, I'm going to say it in another way. For example, I have my clothes, or I have my t-shirt. Yes, I have my t-shirt, and I have a small kid, and this small kid pee on my t-shirt. Yes. What I'm going to do? I'm going to wash it in a cool water or in running water. Okay, now my t-shirt is pak, tahir. After washing it with cool or running water, it is tahir. So, how about the rest of the water in my t-shirt? Is it pak or still najis? Yes, it is pak. It is pak. Pak, it means brothers and sisters, tahir. Pak, it means tahir. All right. Now, if this is clear, I'll move to issue 55. Within issue 55, water which was originally pak. Water which was originally pak. And it is not known whether it has become najis. Whether it has become najis will be deemed pak. Okay? And water which was originally najis and it is not known whether it has become pak is najis. For example, I have this glass of water. I have this glass of water. And I know this water is what? Is pak. Is pak. Tahir. I know. Yes. I have none. This water in that inside this glass is what? Is pak, tahir. Alright. So, now, then I don't know it become najis or it is still what? Or it is still pak, it is still tahir. How I'm going to deal with this? I'm going to deal with this. It is stay what? It is stay pak. It is stay tahir, not najis. Yes. Why? Because I know before, I knew before that the water inside this glass was pak, tahir. Then I left the place. After a while or after a day maybe, I came and I found this water, the same water inside this glass. So I'm going to say, oh, maybe it became najis. Maybe a najasa contact it. So, shall I say this water inside this glass najis or tahir or pak? Yes, definitely it is what? It is tahir. It is tahir. In the opposite of that, if I knew another picture, brothers and sisters, if I knew in this water, I knew the water in this glass, yes, the water inside this glass is what is najis, then I came after a while, I see, maybe this water become what? Tahir. Maybe this water become tahir pak. What I judge this water? Shall I judge it? Now, again, if it was najis, then I came after a while and see this water, shall I say this water, it is not najis, maybe it is tahir, maybe it is pak right now? No. Here, the water should be treated as najis. Should be treated as najis because it is still najis. It is still what? Najis. All right. Now, with issue, yes, number 55. Water which was originally pak. Okay? It means tahir. And it is not known whether it has become najis. What will be deemed pak? Will be deemed pak. Tahir. Will be deemed tahir. And water which was originally najis was originally what? Najis. And it is not known whether it has become pak is what? Is tahir or najis? Yes, it is najis. Is najis. This is for issue 55. If it is clear, it's okay. If it is not, please raise your hand or ask a question. I'll move to issue 56. If you have something, write to me. Yes. Yes, Sheikh Ali. Good. The leftover of a dog. The leftover of a dog, a pig, and a kafir. The leftover of a dog, a pig, and a kafir, other than the people of the book, is najis. What we have? Here we have three things. The three things is what? A dog, which is najis al-ayn itself. A pig, which is najis al-ayn also itself. And a kafir, atheist. He is also najis al-ayn. So, what is the leftover of a dog? What is the leftover of a duck, a pig, and yes, a duck, a pig, and a cavern. Yes, here what we say it. It is belong to what? Belong the three. The three is what is still najis. Still najis. The water which comes after the dog, either the dog drank water from a cup or from a plate, okay? So the leftover, the water left over from the dog, the leftover of a dog, or the leftover of a pig, al-khinzir, or the leftover of a kafir, it is najis. It is najis. Okay. While it is other than the people of the book, it is other than the kafir, is other than the people of the book, is najis. And as a recommended precaution, the leftover of the people of the book is also najis. Listen to the fatwa of Sayyid Sistani. He said, not only the kafir, not only the leftover of the kafir, not only the leftover of the dog, not over the leftover of the pig, but in what? In a recommended precaution, احتياط استحبابي. احتياط استحبابي, a recommended precaution. The leftover of the people of the book is also what? Is also najis. Is also najis. And it is haram. And it is haram to consume. Yes. It is haram to consume it. Yes, it is haram to consume it. However, the leftover of the animals whose meat is haram. Listen to this, fatwa of Sayyid. However, the leftover of the animals whose meat is haram is pak, tahir, tahir. And with the exception, of which one? Which of these animals? With the exception of cat. With the exception of cat. القطة. ما عدا القطة. It is makruh to eat or drink the leftover of such animals. It is what? It is makruh to eat or drink the leftover of a such animals. Baqaya, baqaya, leftover. Baqaya, dog, leftover of pig, leftover of kafir, are what? Are najis, not tahir, not tahir. Okay? While the other the other people of the book, what they are is also najis. This is a recommended precaution. The leftover of other people of the book is also what? Najis. And and it is haram to consume it. It is haram to consume it. However, the leftover of the animals whose meat is haram. Whose meat is haram? Just like a lion, just like a tiger, just like eagle. Yes, is pak. Is pak. With exception of what? Of cat. Of cat. It is makruh to eat or drink the leftover of such animals. It means if I see these animals, if I see these animals eat something and left over of that thing, or drink some water and left over of that water, it is haram to drink after them from that water, or to make wudu or ghusl, or to make wudu or ghusl. Here it said while another animals or other animals which is left over of the animals whose meat is haram is packed with the exception of cat. With the exception of cat, the leftover of cat is what it is. it is haram. While the rest animals, which their meat is haram, is makruh to eat or drink the leftover of such animals. Yes. Okay. Now, brothers and sisters, we reach to the rules concerned to the use of lavatory. Yes, we reach to the rules concerned to the use of lavatory. Issue 57. It is obligatory to conceal one's private parts in the toilet. Actually, here we said it is adabul takhalli. Adabul takhalli. What are here also? We have rules. Yes, we have rules inside the lavatory. When you go to the latrine, yes, there are specific rules you have to use, you have to follow. One of the Nawasib people asked one of the Shia people, asked him, he was making laugh after on him. Yes, he asked him, did your Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq teach you something when you go to the latrine? Yes, the Shia person answered, yes. He told us when you enter to the latrine or WC, you should cover your head and you should enter with your left leg. When you go out, you go out with the right leg, and when you sit, you sit basically on the right leg and a little bit open your left leg or send it away from your right leg, and you start to make يتنحنح. Then when you go out of the WC, you make your hand above your abandon and say الحمد لله الذي أدخله طيبا هنيئا وأمكث طيبه وأخرج. I forgot the last word. So here the Nasbi astonished that Shia people has taught by their Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq even the way when they are inside the latrine. Okay, now with issue 57, it is obligatory to conceal one's private parts in the toilet and at all times from adult persons, even if they are once near relatives like mother, sister, etc. Similarly, it is obligatory to conceal one's private parts from insane persons and from children who can discern between good and evil. Yes, however, husband and wife are exempted from this obligation. What do we have in this issue, brothers and sisters? Here Sayyid is telling us that each person should cover his private parts, and it shouldn't be seen by others, or others shouldn't watch your private parts, especially when you are at the WC, and nobody is allowed to look to your private part except what between the husband and his wife. It is allowed for each other to look at the other private parts, while it is not allowed for anybody else to look at your private parts, except he said it doesn't matter for the insane person or non-mukallaf or non-mumayyiz, unrecognizable kid who cannot recognize between good and evil. Doesn't matter, while other it is haram and not allowed it to see the other's private parts. Okay, this is for today. Yes, this is for today. Inshallah, we reach to issue 58 that will continue tomorrow with fiqh. والحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.